Hi, everyone. I was actually going to do the show this morning, and I got a late start, so I had to reschedule it for this afternoon. And thanks for those. It's actually, today is Wednesday, and it's, what time is it? It is 10:30 this morning, East Coast time. So thank you for listening in, if you're listening right now or later. So let's talk about a couple of things. The summer solstice. Does anybody know? You can shake your head yes or no if you're listening now or later. Does anyone know about the summer solstice? If we have two solstices, the summer solstice and the winter solstice. The summer solstice, it's the longest day of the year. The winter solstice, it's the shortest day of the year. So from the 21st or the 22nd on, now the days will get shorter. I love long days. But anyway, there's every season, every time of the year is a special one with things. But this one in the summer solstice is really special. And why is it special? Does anybody have any idea if you're thinking about it right now? Let me tell you. It is welcoming in the age of Aquarius. Okay. We've heard that song. I know over the years, it was when we were, some of us weren't even born. Some of us were kids. Some of us were grandparents. It doesn't really matter, but the age of Aquarius. And so we're going out of the Piscean age and going into the age of Aquarius. Now, I know if you're listening to this show now or this podcast later, one of the things that that you recognize is that we have heard and said that it's time for a shift change, right? A change in consciousness, I think, is a better way of saying it. Change in consciousness, a shift change. So where we are, those of you who are connected spiritually. And if you're listening to this show, I'm sure you're one of them, right? Or you have some kind of interest, and so you're being nudged to listen to shows like this, okay? And we also have automotive shows or cooking shows. I probably need to listen to those. So each podcast is a different gift. But this one is about the summer solstice, okay? And it's a shift in consciousness. Because not only for the past, I think, 100 years, if I'm not mistaken, we've been in the age of Pisces. Okay, so now we're going into the age of Aquarius, where it's a shift in consciousness. And what does that look like? Well, it means that we vibrate, let's say a lot of times we vibrate, if 10 is the best vibration we have and 1 is the least vibration that we have, then a lot of times with the three dimension, the third dimension, the 3D world down here, we get caught up in the, like what's going on right now, all the racial unrest and all the coronavirus unrest and all the unrest in general with the election, okay? But as we have a shift in consciousness, right, then we move up that ladder. And so instead of maybe, for an example, only an example, if we're vibrating at 4, 3 or 4, and we get caught up in all the situations with our emotions, then we have an opportunity to go to a higher vibration. I think if we strive to go to a 10, then maybe we settle for an 8 or a 9 or a 7, right? Or if we're at a 3, and as I said, there's no bad vibration, it's just growth. If we're at a 3, then we can go to a higher vibration, maybe 5. So what happens at a higher vibration? Let me give you this idea. So your thoughts become more clear and more higher. Like instead of getting angry and mad that this is happening, whatever that is in your own life or family or on the news, then you look at it and say, okay, how can this be better? How can I help make this be part of the solution? Some of us want to be part of the problem. So we go, well, I'll help by speaking out or bitching and moaning about certain things. You want to do that, okay? You need to speak the truth. You need to speak the truth that helps everybody because everybody's important. My goal is to be the best version of myself this morning I can be. So, you know, I'm doing personal development and I'm doing shows like this because I want to see everyone do that. So when you're at a high vibration, you can manifest more, right? Isn't that cool, right? So some of you guys want to manifest a great love, a man or a woman or a husband or a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And, I make a joke about this. Not really, because I want everyone to be happy, myself included. So you can manifest at ease, getting what you want, getting what you choose. So I have a friend of mine that really worked on it for a couple weeks. and now she's manifested the man of her dreams in the apocalypse, which I had made fun of her because she's a friend, gently, you know, and she knows I love her. I said, you're trying to manifest your guy in the apocalypse, right? So she did. She has. And so they're dating and enjoying each other, and you guys are saying, how's she dating during the coronavirus? She is, okay? And so, you know, because certain places are open now and they're not as stringent as they were. And, you know, maybe they need to be more stringent. Maybe they don't. I don't know. I'm not going to even argue that point. I know that I'm not going to get it. I'm taking the immunization from Dr. Hoke, and that's working. And I'm also keeping my vibration high, because if you're high vibration, you're over a, for instance, a 6, or you're over a 5, that's on the other side of good, or better vibration, then you know that you're going to be able to manifest different things and get them more quickly, right? And so I had someone, I told that the other day, they go, I'm going to try for the lotto numbers. I go, don't do that. I said, I don't think that's what this is for, but maybe I'm wrong. I can accept that. But, you know, whatever you want for your family life, for yourself, when you do personal development and meditation will help raise your vibration, okay? It's very frustrating, too, at times to do meditation and do that kind of thing, okay? So all I'm saying to you is if you, the summer solstice brought in the age of Aquarius, where we can manifest things quicker, have a change in consciousness, where we manifest quicker, you know, but we're cleaning out the closets of things that don't work for us anymore. You know, people can change. They really can. You know, I like what Martin Luther King said. He goes, peaceful demonstrations are, you know, protests are cool. And so if we're protesting, we, mean any of us, let's make sure it's peaceful, right? And be the change we want to see. I think that's important, because we have an opportunity to go to a whole new consciousness, a whole new level, where we're not only living in the third dimension, but we can also visit the fourth and the fifth, or the fifth dimension, okay, in our dreams, in our meditation, and the way we think and the way we live. Wouldn't it be better or more fun to think higher, a higher vibration, like the ones they have with the angels, the people like the Dalai Lama? You know, wouldn't it be wonderful to be where he is or she is, or any of us, you know, where we can not be so angry, but be more happy and be more clear and be more peaceful and really feel it. Okay. And they say peace is in everything, but it is if you don't have it. And I think we all deserve that. Remember that. Okay. So how do you get to a higher vibration? How do you get to enjoy the change of consciousness and also manifest bigger and better, not necessarily bigger, but better things than manifesting at a 1 or a 2, and you're manifesting at over 5, a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right? How do you do that? Well, first of all, you make that in your intention. The intention is the most key thing here. The Power of Intentions, book by Wayne Dyer. I think I read it. It's an amazing book. So do that. You know, put your intention out there. Write it down. I am going to manifest peace in my own life today. And I'm going to be the peaceful person that I would like everyone to see in everyone. And so you're part of the solution then, right? I am going to have more money this month than I did last month. And so then you put that out there, write it down. And because it's an age of Aquarius, you get it quicker now, because it's the perfect storm to manifest at ease. It's a better way of saying it. And then meditation. I've got some meditations that I've created that you can listen to. Just go to my list of shows and you'll see. And then also personal development. Right now I'm reading, it's a great book. It's called Creating Money. And the chapter that I just finished is Believing in Yourself. They also have one on magnetizing. Isn't that great? I magnetize the person in my dreams. And they give you a little homework at the end of it. I'm reading that one. And then my dad just wrote a book that, and I'm going to recommend you guys read it, God Finding Me. It is very, it's very tenacious. And God Finding Me, and it says winning in business, but failing miserably at relationships in life. And it's by my dad, Gene Abbott. And he's happy now. He just got married 2 years ago in November. Yeah, 2 years in November. And met the woman of his dreams. and he's happy, she's happy, and they got a new little, I call it little Akita that I got for them to enjoy. And Akita, you have to be careful. You have to socialize them because they can be very, very, proprietary, is one way of saying it. But anyway, so she's having a good time with her new mom and dad. And, and my dad wanted a dog. And he says, "Tia, I was looking for a dog." And he said, Nico, then you came right up and asked me for this, asked if I wanted a dog. And so you see how things work. He wanted a dog. He had a dog for 17 years and lost her a little over a year ago. And now he's ready for a new dog. And so he's got this beautiful, beautiful, amazing dog. And he and his wife are enjoying it, my stepmother. And I'm going to go see him for the 4th of July. Isn't that cool? And they live in Georgia. So, so that's something that I'm manifesting, a great family life, right? And I get to spend time with my family. So I'm saying to you, you can do the same thing, okay? Anyway, prayer, meditation. And a prayer can be, hey, to everybody up in Heavenland that's working with me, thank you. And I am looking to create. My intention is to manifest more in my personal business life, my relationship, whatever, my children, my guy, my girl. More cash flow where I can enjoy my life even more, because the more cash you have, the more decisions and better decisions you can make. Unfortunately or fortunately, right? Those are a couple things that you can do. And remember the summer solstice brought in the age of Aquarius, where we have a big shift in consciousness. And right now in certain places, it does not look good, but we have to get rid of the old to bring in the new. Okay. So you guys, I'm teaching list of classes, connecting with your angels and learning how to connect with them, talk to them, your soul agreements, and then manifesting and magnetizing. Isn't that great? Just what I was talking about a little bit here, but we're going to go into a lot more detail. And then also becoming a medium, right? Talking to your folks over in Heavenland, right? And that's kind of cool. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to start it, I think, in the last weekend in July on Saturday, and it's going to go through August, so I'll let you know. I've got a lot of people registering for it, so hit me up with a text at 954-636-9401. And I'm going to put this out to you guys. I am really trying to teach classes on Zoom myself and be a speaker for other people. So if you have any idea or any ideas about using me, then I can do that. I can do it FaceTime. I could do it Zoom. I could even do it in person. Most people are preferring it that way, so I respect everybody's wishes. But I would like to be a motivational and teach about the angels and what you can do with them and how you can bring them in your life and bring a better relationship with your higher power, call it God or Jeshua, whoever you believe in. Okay? So on that note, I say have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you soon. All right. Bye, everybody.